This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss the patients left stranded as network talks break down between a major insurance provider and a Metro Atlanta health system. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, Communications Director for the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, the players in this story are United Healthcare and WellStar Health System. So where did negotiations go wrong?
Well, they'd been going on for quite some time, but in October, the contract was up for renewal. There was an October 3rd renewal date, and the two sides failed to reach an agreement, and that thrust about 80,000 patients who have UnitedHealthcare insurance but use WellStar hospitals and doctors. It thrust them into a really difficult decision about what to do. Do we stick with our doctor and hospital, or do we go elsewhere?
And we've covered some other major contract disputes between these really big insurers and hospital systems in the past, and it kind of seems like these disputes are happening more and more. Is that the case?
Well, the consultants and the healthcare officials I've talked to said yes, it has happened more often recently. It used to be that these contract negotiations would be sometimes fought out in the public, but they would almost always reach a deal before the deadline for the contract elapsed. Now it's looking like there are more of these negotiations that are ending without an agreement, and that means thousands of people are stranded out of network.
So what does this all mean for health insurance access in Georgia?
Well, it's a confusing time for many consumers, basically, because for many people, this is open enrollment season, and it's difficult for consumers to figure out whether their favored doctor or hospital are still in the network of the insurer that they're considering. So it's a bewildering situation for many people, and they just have to, I guess, wait to see what happens and just make the best decision they can. They may want to switch insurance companies if they think that this contract lapse will continue. And there's no telling how long it will go on.
But is switching insurers within reach for most people? What are their choices?
There are employers who offer choices, and that's really a good thing for consumers in situations like this. So they may be able to pick between one or two or three insurers. Medicare is the same. I mean, Medicare is pretty wide open. You can either be in traditional Medicare or you can go to one of the insurance companies for an Advantage plan. And with the health insurance exchange for people that don't have government or employer insurance, there are plenty of options for consumers, especially in Metro Atlanta. So that's a good thing. The more options you have, the better. But people picking a plan have to remember it's not just about the lowest cost. It's also about what provider are in the network and which ones are not. For people that have a trusted doctor who is suddenly out of network and they use a lot of medical care, that's a tough decision. You stay with your doctor and pay more, or you go to someone else who you don't know as well, but you remain in the network of the insurance company.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPPnews.org.